In the last years, there has arisen a resurgence in interest concerning the supernatural. Kids' cartoons are no longer kids' cartoons. Watch and see for yourself. Most of the cartoons involve superpowers being used or invoked somehow, with the implication that it is the person who is supernatural and possesses powers beyond regular people. Also, it seems a lot of people are interested in demons, witches, spiritualists, and other occult phenomena. Here's a good question to answer to ourselves. Why is it easier for people to believe in the power of the devil and evil than it is to believe in God? Those demonic images seen in horror movies? Where did people get the idea that's how it all looks? Who told them that? Where did they get their information? As pertaining to faith, one big difference between natural faith as the world sees it and the Holy Spirit gift of faith is between natural faith, which is bound by the limits of this world, in contrast to the Holy Spirit gift of faith, which is above and beyond the reach of what is found in simple nature. Our faith in Christ is supernatural in and of itself, without even speaking of the gift of faith for miracles. It is above and beyond the reach of what is found in the world around us. Because Jesus enables us to have faith, we believe. And there, just like in 1 John 5, right there is the victory that has overcome the world. Our faith. There are many interesting things to understand about God's idea of faith. I think it would be good to differentiate between hope and faith. Simply put, hope is the anticipation of becoming and overcoming. Hope sees the future and says, one day or someday. Nowhere did Jesus ever say, your hope has healed you. He said, your faith has healed you, according to Luke 8:48 and 17:19. Faith is trusting God and believing Him at His word. The gift of faith sweeps us into trusting God for the miraculous. We didn't see God's faithfulness and then believe it. We took Him at His word. We believed Him before we saw His evidence. At the heart of faith is the idea of certainty and firmness. Faith means not seeing in order to believe, but resting in the strong arms of a parent who supports the child. The very root Hebrew word for faith is the word amen or amen, which we use often, meaning truly, steady-handed, on good footing, and high fidelity. And high fidelity means being true to the source. The Lord and His faithfulness is the pillar which we, the children of God, rely on. The same Hebrew word used of believing and trusting God is the same word used in 2 Kings 18, verse 16, pillars, which paints a picture of faith as a pillar which supports the house. And maybe that is what is alluded to in Isaiah 7, 9, when Isaiah spoke the word of the Lord, saying, if you will not believe and trust the Lord, then you haven't got a leg to stand on. My paraphrase. Unless we stand firm in our faith in God, we are unstable and on poor footing, or not a leg to stand on, as Eugene Peterson puts it. In John 11:43, Jesus called out, Lazarus, come out! Even though Lazarus had been dead and was decomposing in a hole in the ground, life came back to his body and he was restored. He came out still wrapped in the grave clothes, only now, by the power of the Lord, he was alive. Many believed in Jesus that day, but in an unbelievable display of hard-heartedness and overwhelming blindness, there were others who ran to tell the Jewish leaders what happened, like a bunch of childish tattletales, possibly for the reason of gaining favor with the local leadership.
Rabbi, Rabbi, Jesus is down there raising the dead. What will you do, Rabbi? This is really scary.
Just go home to your family, little flock, and we will take care of it. Lock your doors and windows, and rest assured, we've got it all handled. Thank you for your time. We will consider your report carefully.
Rather than acknowledge their unstable ways, they renewed their efforts to kill Jesus. To me, that is simply amazing. Jesus told Martha in John 11:40 that if she believed, she would see the glory of God. From what he said, we can surmise that believing results in seeing. Verses 45 and 46 reveals there were others who witnessed the same incredible miracle and did not believe. Seeing is not believing. Believing is seeing because, again, if we don't stand firm on our faith in Christ, the truth is, we don't have a leg to stand on. Hebrews 11:6. And without faith it is impossible to please Him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him.